You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we're headed to Solano State Prison to hear from the Uncuffed team about a man feeling remorse for murder and expressing it through music.
From Solano State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
Remus Sam Longhi is serving 38 years to life on a second-degree murder conviction. In prison, he's become a guitarist and a songwriter, and recently he wrote a song about the people he harmed. Remus spoke with Uncuffed producer Brian Mazza.
How does Remus Sam Longhi, a Pacific Islander in prison for life, adopt his Tongan ceremonial tradition to compose a remorseful song of healing?
I stole her sunshine.
Malolele.
Malolele.
How are you today?
Saibe. Saibe.
Tell me about your last name, Longhi.
My last name, it goes back as my grandpa's grandpa. The chief had told my ancestor to build him an estate in downtown Nuku'alofa. And then my ancestor replied back and told him and said, I'll build my estate in the heavens. Thai chief told him, well, what about your descendants? What about those after you? What will they inherit? My ancestor told him they will inherit the heavens. Yeah, I'm the inheritor of heaven, you know.
Would you mind sharing what happened that night?
It was December 21st, 2002. A friend of mine invited me to come out to a barbecue that was thrown at night. It was a nighttime barbecue. And then after the barbecue, we drank. There were other group of gentlemen that was outside across the street. Altercation took place. And police got there and we all arrested and stuff, and then I didn't realize it was serious till we got to the county jail. And they told me that you better hope this guy wakes up, man. And I was like, what? I don't remember. I don't remember it being that serious, man. Family decided to pull his plug on Christmas Day, and my charges changed from attempted murder to homicide.
Okay, talk to me about your victim's family.
They was always showing up to my court dates, you know.
You were well aware of the impact that you had on that family.
Yeah.
So talk to me one day. You're talking to your brother. Tell me about that.
Man, it was crazy, man, when I had to translate for Dad, man. My own dad was apologizing to the family. My dad don't speak English, you know. And he said something about, even though my son is going to prison, you know, I'm still fortunate in the sense that I can still talk to him, you know. When he told me that, it made sense for me because when I look back, there was a period where the victim's family stopped showing up.
So whatever your dad told them?
My dad's apology, I believe it came off across as, you know, maybe.
Your victim's family stopped coming to court.
Man, they stopped showing up. They didn't even come for trial. They didn't even come for the sentencing. They started healing.
What your dad told them started the healing process for them.
I believe that back in the Polynesia, like if a party even kills another party, right? Before the sun rises, they go and they wear a bulo, like a tapa cloth, and they sit in the front of the victim's family's house, right? The family can do whatever they want to do with them. They can kill them. They can retaliate. They can do whatever they want to do. And if not, the family will come out and forgive them. That's exactly what my dad did.
You're still writing music, yeah. And most of your music had negative connotations to it.
Growing up in the neighborhood I grew up in, it's going through the junior hall system and stuff, like raps was like how we kill time.
Tell me about what happened when your sister comes to visit you.
She asked me, hey man, so I'm hearing from my Leah and them and all your nephews that you've written so many songs, you know, all you do is write songs. And I was like, yeah, I got a lot of them. Well, sing me one of your songs. Let me hear one of your songs. And I was going through, you know, going through which song would be appropriate, you know, to sing for my sister. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of one.
Because of what?
Because of the content of the songs, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the taboo is we can't swear when we're around each other. We can't, I can't be in her room. She can't be in my room. We can't even watch TV together.
So you didn't, you weren't able to share any of your music with your sister at that point in time?
None.
Tell me what happened after that with your creativity, that is, what you wanted to do.
She tells me, it was a turning point for me. She tells me that, you can't sing one song, huh? It's like, nope, I can't. I said, why? It's like, kap kape. Meaning, swear words, huh? It's like, yup. And she tells me, man, why don't you write a song that when I hear it, I'll be proud to say that you're my brother. Or if your nieces hear the songs, that they'll be proud to say that you're their uncle, you know what I mean? You sing beautiful songs. And that kind of like sparked this whole thing for me that I had never written my letter of remorse. And I go to what's natural for me, you know what I mean? Like
the music.
The music. So I go back to playing the guitar. And when I'm playing the guitar, this song comes to me, man.
I stole her sunshine. Robbed her blind in the middle of the night.
That was Remus Sam Longhi performing his song Heaven Please with guitarist Joseph Kaufman. That story was made by Brian Mazza in Solano State Prison, and there's an extended version of it on the Uncuffed podcast, available at weareuncuffed.org. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer.
Tears of sorrows, she's never felt so broken, say. Never felt so broken.